Welcome to the Wolfpack Ninja Podcast. I'm Megan Martin.
And I'm Ian Dory.
I'm Brian Arnold.
And I'm Noah Kaufman, the Ninja Doc. Thanks for joining our weekly conversation about health, fitness, and all things Ninja Warrior.
We will be interviewing all of the top American Ninja Warrior stars, and we encourage you to visit our website, www.wolfpackninjas.com.
And kids, you can get your free Wolfpack Ninja Cub certificate there.
If you like our podcast, please share, subscribe, and like on iTunes. Also, give us a follow on our social media.
We're always posting new content, and you can find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Together, we can make the world a healthier and happier place. So join us.
Follow us across the social medias at Wolfpack Ninjas.
Wolfpack Ninja Podcast, we are back. I'm Noah Kaufman, the Ninja Doc.
I'm Ian Dory.
This is exciting. Today we've got one of the guys who's been on every single season of Ninja Warrior. What?
Colorado, baby.
Lauren Ball.
Woo!
Ninja Brand. Wow, this guy, parkour genius. So cool. He's been through so much. He's such a lifer. So well respected. I mean, he's gotten his patches. He's been the fastest on the course. He's like one of the unsung heroes, one of the quiet dudes who quietly dominates Ninja year after year. He's incredible.
And he's got mad dance skills.
Yes.
For sure.
He's a beatbox. Yeah, he's amazing. He's a break dancer. And he's got an incredible gym.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't want to say too much, but their gym's doing really well. And he's got a great, great story to tell us in the interview. It's awesome.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can't wait to hear it. It's so fun to have him as another Wolfpack pro. He's a positive role model. And just like Jesse LaFleur, it's so good to have another parkour guy so we can get, you know, a little bit further into the parkour experience and the parkour world. Because especially as climbers, you know, some of us wolves really need that. And these guys are like our teachers, you know, they're so incredible. And it's funny because he loves climbing too now, and we bring him climbing and into our folds and under our wings. So
no,
it's a good trade.
It is. And wait till you get it. He talks a little bit about the dynamic between ninja as a sport and also parkour as a sport. And it's a little bit of a hot topic.
Yeah.
It's fun. He's got good insight.
It's cool. I mean, I just want to listen to him. Join us on our website to see his profile, wolfpackninjas.com. He is one of our featured athletes. You can direct message him. He's on the forums. And then, of course, we have our show notes there. And you can see stuff, special stuff that you won't see anywhere else. And you'll see it on our show notes. Get a link to our show notes at wolfpackninjas on our Instagram. And definitely follow us there as well.
Yeah, let's get to the interview.
Boom, here we go. Lauren Ball.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Wolfpack Ninja Podcast. I'm your host, Ian Dory. Today, we have a very special guest. I'm very excited to introduce him, Lauren Ball. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm excited to be here.
Lauren, it's an honor and a privilege to have you on the show. You're kind of one of the unsung heroes of American Ninja Warrior. You've been on the show every season. It's great to have you on. Why don't you just give us the basics? Give us the rundown on who is Lauren Ball.
Sure thing. Yeah. So I actually I was born in Reno, Nevada. I made my way into Colorado eventually from there. Long story short, I fell in love with parkour and Ninja Warrior almost at the same exact time. And so it was only a matter of time before I wanted to open up my own facility and just kind of give back to everybody in the community that I've kind of bonded and connected with, a place to play and train and have fun and meet people who are like-minded and just want to grow and compete together.
Yeah, so just give us a little more insight. What made you fall in love with ninja and parkour? And was there something you're just like, oh, man, this is my jam. I got to do this.
When I was at a very young age, my mother was super influenced by just like kung fu movies and Asian films. And of course, Jackie Chan stood out so much in a positive light for everyone. He brought humor and fun to the kung fu scene. And the way that he would bound off of buildings and flip and flow over different obstacles and things like that, just that was what clicked for me. And so my mother actually built me obstacles in the backyard before Ninja was even a thing. And that was kind of my childhood. And so I was a very awkward child until Ninja started catching on.
Yeah, no, I have to agree. Ninja has been very powerful and life-changing for a lot of people and helped find purpose and direction for kids and adults really needing some way to express that creative flow and that movement and moving through obstacles and parkour and rock climbing. It's, I think a lot of people can relate, but besides the kung fu movies, is there any one specific ninja that's really influenced you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think naturally before it was even brought to America, Makoto Nagano was my biggest influence, to know that just this old fisherman guy could come out of the blue and just crush a course, you know, buzzers every single time, was just so inspirational for me as a kid to just see somebody like that. And he always has had a smile on his face. And I think that's what I really connected with, is he didn't get frustrated or upset. He would just come off the course with a smile, you know, even if he didn't do his best. I really loved seeing that kind of competitive side of him.
Yeah, it takes a strong personality to really be okay with not doing your best or falling on your face and standing up and laughing it off and just knowing that, you know, this is just part of life and a part of, you know, and an experience that you get to be part of. And it's this beautiful, awesome thing. And everyone should smile when they come off the course, but it's tough. It really is. So respect to him. But Lauren, tell me a little bit about your training.
Yeah, so I'd say about 2 to 3 days a week, I do actual Ninja Warrior obstacle course training. I do my best to get out and train in more than just my gym, because I feel like you get too used to or comfortable in your own environment. So I think it's great to expose yourself to new gyms and new obstacles as much as possible. Getting into competitions, all the local ones, and even out of state too, if I can. And I think those are the biggest kind of level ups that I've been getting recently. And then in addition to that, being in Colorado is such a huge, just a huge game changer, because there's so many ninjas out here, especially with the new opening of all these other Ninja Nation gyms. And yeah, having the opportunity to go and train with like Jake Murray and Megan Martin and Brian Arnold and Bart Copeland, the list is almost endless. And so you've got people to push you, people who are better than you. And just with that respect, it automatically holds you at a higher standard to train better for yourself.
Yeah, no, I have to agree with you, Lauren. It's very important who you surround yourself with, because if you're with somebody who's a little bit better or knows something that you don't know, you can pick up skills and you can watch somebody and incorporate their techniques into your own technique, adding to your bag of tricks. It's very, very important, and it can make your training that much easier, just because you don't have to try so hard, because you step your game up to meet their skill level. Now, Lauren, I have to ask, there's some drama. There's a little bit of drama going on in the parkour community right now. A lot of things shaken up, which we could talk about a little bit. But how do you feel about the dynamic between parkour and ninja?
I really love this. This back and forth. You know, we get parents who come in who are fresh to both. And they're like, well, what's the difference between parkour and Ninja Warrior? And, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, it's just flips, you know. But I think it's really important to know that even the early on when Ninja started really getting good at this, and especially from, I'm sure, your perspective, being an excellent rock climber, if you didn't have the fancy footwork that some parkour guys have, then a lot of the lower body obstacles seem really intimidating. And so I think it's good to have like a good foundation first. In fact, at our gym, what we do is we start everybody with like a level one parkour curriculum before they're even allowed to enter into a Ninja Warrior class. And so what this does is it teaches all of our members how to fall. You know, when they're up on an obstacle and maybe something doesn't go some way that they're planned, then when they hit the ground, there's no fear involved whatsoever. They know how to roll out. They know how to correctly take that landing so they can get back up and do it again. And I think that's fundamental. And not a lot of parkourists can see it in that sort of light. A lot of parkourist guys hate the ninja scene just because it's so televised. But I think Wolfpack is taking it in the right direction, where it's just way more about the sport and less about the, you know, the hokey pokey song and dance between competitors' runs. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. Hopefully that explains it.
No, I think that's a whole whole topic that we could talk for a long time about. But
I think
that's great. So yeah, tell me a little bit about your gym and where you guys are going.
Yeah, so we're at Ninja Brand Parkour Gym, and it's on the north side of Denver. And our direction is we're definitely interested in opening up new and more locations. And we're on our actual second year now, well, almost a little 2.5. We're hitting our second year anniversary party coming in August. And if we were to compare this to our last gym, it's really taking off, and it's blowing our numbers out of the water. That's all I can say is it's astonishing just how much, you know, our growth is, and just the number of members that are joining and signing up and the new people that are getting into it. And so the fact that there are more ninja gyms and more opportunities for people who are new to this is only helping our gym. It's just raising awareness, and there's no saturation in the market yet from a business perspective.
So tell us just a little bit more about the gym. Where is your passion inside of this beautiful thing that you've created and are now sharing with the world, sharing with Denver and expanding? And it sounds like it's really blowing up. So where do you lay in all of this?
My heart kind of, I take it back to, you know, our very first question, and that's kind of where did this all stem from? And it was that environment that my mother was able to bring me up in that I loved so much, and it was an inspiration for me. And so I hope to continue inspiring a new generation and even an old generation. We get people who come to our gym who've, you know, are in their 60s and they've never done anything like this, and suddenly they're getting in shape and they're being fit. And I think that's incredible. That's, to me, that's an accomplishment above anything. So if I can 10x that feeling to, you know, more people, that's the goal. That's the end goal.
No, that's really great. And it sounds like you're very, very passionate about what you do. And listeners, if you have a chance, if you're in the area, you got to go check out Lauren Ball's gym, Ninja Brand Parkour. Tell him that the Wolfpack sent you. See if you can hang out with Lauren. He's an amazing guy. And run around his gym, have some fun, get some training in. But Lauren, I gotta ask, is there a certain diet that you stick to? Is there no sugar, or what's your secrets?
Yeah, I do usually start my day with a pretty hearty breakfast if I can. You know, I'll probably always start out with eggs every single day, and that just kind of jumpstarts my system and gets me going. But on a regular basis, I'll usually cook all my meals. I very rarely will microwave a dish. And I think that goes a long way. I tend to avoid fast food if I can help it. And I don't drink soda at all. So,
that's good.
Yeah, I think that those are my two biggest things. Actually, lately, something new that I've kind of changed in my diet since previous season, I dropped from 164 pounds. Like 160, something like that, down to 145, just because I cut out a significant amount of salt in my diet. So that was a really fun experiment. And I definitely felt the change when I was climbing or campusing. My body felt lighter and I felt more agile while I was hanging from things.
Oh, nice. 145. That's a good weight. You know, that's funny. That's almost exactly what I weigh. So.
Yep. That's what Jake Murray weighs too.
Yeah. He's cutting out salt. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's really interesting. Maybe I'll have to experiment a little bit with my salt intake and see how I feel climbing and training. But Lauren, my next question, and don't hold back. What are your feelings about Wolfpack?
I think Wolfpack Ninja Tour has really set the bar for all of these other people trying to get in on the whole scene with leagues and other gyms and things like that. We've really set a huge impression. And so the bar is even higher. And I know that, and I know for good reason, you know, that's probably why there isn't a Wolfpack 2.0 announced yet, because it's just going to be bigger and better. And just the scale of it is going to be exciting, not to mention just the obstacles, but every time there is one of these events, I've noticed it gets bigger and better exponentially. And so it's really incredible to see everybody using that as kind of their basis of like, oh, okay, this is what we should do. We can't, you know, we got to follow this example. And so I think that's really cool to be a part of that. And I wouldn't want to be following any other team. I think the Wolfpack's the way to go for setting the standard.
Lauren, well, it's awesome to have you as part of the Wolfpack family, one of the Wolfpack pros. You know, there's this such a proliferation of gyms and this functional fitness movement going on. Where do you think it's all going in the future? I just want to hear it from you.
That's a tough question because parkour is kind of also hitting a very, very unique time in its lifespan. Just recently, there's been some big announcements with parkour being an actual, I believe it's like on the board for a potential like Olympic direction where it's actually governed by a huge body as in the same way that gymnastics is. And there's so many people opposed to this idea. And then there's a lot of people in favor of it. For one, it makes it more popular and more exciting, but then a lot of times it could lose its the almost freestyle underground vibe of it. And I feel Ninja Warrior is going in that direction too, but at the same time, it's going to be who's, I think what's interesting is who is going to take the lead for that. Who's going to be the one in charge of like once Ninja Warrior gets to that stage where it's this like this recognized sport, competitive sport, or you know whatever have you. You know, what is the governing body that's going to say, oh, this is how this should be run, or this is how competition should be held, or is it an individual thing? You know, my one fear is that it would go in the direction of like. Not that it's necessarily so much of a bad thing, but I hope it doesn't take on too much of a CrossFit type entity where everybody's just open up their wallets just to call their gym a CrossFit gym. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
But it's definitely exciting times to be part of this emerging sport, and it'll be very interesting to see the direction that it takes. But Lauren, if we want to stay up to date with your social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that. I know you do a vlog as well. How do we stay in tune with what you're up to?
Yeah, actually, I think more than anything, I'd really love people to follow the Ninja Brand Parkour YouTube page. I'm mostly the host and I make all the videos on there, and I'm actually really getting into vlogging. Like it's my second hobby. So anytime that there's a ninja event or anything like big or community wise, or even something as simple as like tips and tricks, like you will find tons of content on there that I put up usually weekly. So hop on YouTube, pop on over, drop a subscribe and a like. Apart from that, you guys can just search my name, LaurinBall at Instagram or Facebook.
No, that's great. And listeners, all that information is going to be in the show notes below the podcast that you click to listen to this, and you can find his Instagram, his vlog, his Facebook, his website directly to Ninja Brand Parkour, and give him a like, subscribe. But Lauren, quickly before we go, this will be my last question. You know, you're kind of known as a ninja, you got all these skills, but you kind of have some secret skills that we're not all aware of. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, there's actually a lot of things that I do. Believe it or not, I'm sitting right in front of a skateboard park right now. And I was actually just skating before I got on this interview with you. I love to do anything that involves movement or any kind of cool flow. And breakdancing was one of those things for me. And I just fell in love with it because when at a young age, I was actually terrified of dancing in public. Like the idea of me moving to music just seems so uncomfortable. And one day I was like, okay, how can I approach this in a way that'll allow me to face that fear? And I was already doing flips off of stuff. So breakdancing was the next best option. And so I started before YouTube even existed. I was going to websites, looking up tutorials and this and that, and breakdancing between class periods in high school. And so I kind of met a bunch of friends, and that kind of became my mechanism or my way of relaxing and getting warmed up before I ran a course. So if you guys ever see me before a run on Ninja, I'll actually be breakdancing behind the scenes. And that is my way of warming up and telling my body, okay, it's time to wake up. And it also allows me to like get more in sync with my footwork and the way I move through the course, which is funny because a lot of people think that I'm like this crazy fast ninja warrior, and I rarely ever try to go fast. It's more along the lines of me just sticking to a rhythm or a song that I hear in my head, and all of my movements are trying to keep up with that song. So hopefully that advice helps anybody who's trying to go fast on the course.
Yeah, Lauren, I like that. And I think a lot of people can relate, finding your flow, your mantra before you do something that's challenging. I think that's really unique. And if people can find that thing that helps them to set their mind right, you know, I would challenge them to, if they don't have something like that, to really think about what puts you in the right state of mind to push yourself to do something that's out of your comfort zone, that's a little different or new. You know, for me, when I get up there, I like to think fast is smooth, smooth is fast. And I have a couple little mantras that I say. And if you listen to some of our other podcasts, I give you my little tips and tricks on how I run the course. But I think that people can apply what you've said, Lauren, into so many other aspects of their life. And so that's really good advice.
Yeah.
So I have to ask, what's your best skateboard trick? I'm not a skater, really. I've tried. It's really fun. I have a longboard. I cruise around with my boy, but
cool.
Skate parks have always been a little scary for me. But I do want to know, what's your best or favorite trick?
You know, I actually didn't. I skated so much in high school that I lost a lot of what I used to. And lately, I've been getting back. I've only just started getting back into it this year. I'm not that great at all, honestly. The best thing that I could probably do is just some. I can start to air out of the coping with what's called a frontside ollie in a half pipe, which is like a dream of mine, or it's a recent goal, is I want to be able to just catch air out of a half pipe. And that's been what I'm working on lately. But I can like board slide, kick flip, and grind, and that fun semi intermediate basics.
Well, it's much better than I can say. It's awesome. Take flight out of the half pipe. You know, that's awesome. That's a good goal. I'll leave that to you. You can take that on. This has been awesome. Anything you want to let our viewers know about? Anything you want to say to the fans?
Sure. Yeah. Just a couple things. I think one is if you guys are ever in the Colorado area, I'm actually also one of the founding members of a nonprofit organization called the Colorado Ninja League. And we host a league just within the Colorado area, and you can earn points in this league and go to finals. And we do one annually, and it's just a good time, and it's the best way to get to know people in the Colorado area and where all your ninja gyms are. And we want to get as many ninja gyms in the area involved as possible. I think so far we've got 5 for this current season and counting. And I mean, that's a lot to say, because there aren't many states in the U.S. that actually have that many ninja gyms. So, yeah, that's something that people can be a part of. The other thing, too, is just for any fans might have noticed that I haven't been on American Ninja Warrior this year. I did compete, I promise, but I'll put out a YouTube video showing what happened, which I don't know if I'm allowed to do that, but I'm going to do it anyway, and I'll ask for forgiveness if it's not allowed later.
I heard rumor about what happened. I'll wait for you to release it on YouTube. And
Sounds good.
We can even post that if you want to.
But. Yeah, I would love that. That'd be hilarious. Yeah.
Well, there you have it.
I'll tell you what, it's my fastest run. I'll give you a little hint. Ever.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, no, we'll leave it there. And Lauren, it's been great having you on the show. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you for all the listeners too.
Absolutely. And everyone, below in the show notes, give Lauren a follow. Give us Jim a follow, Ninja Brand Parkour.
And we're quickly going to jump to a word from our sponsors. And I have to say, thank you, sponsors, for making this podcast possible. We couldn't do it without you. We greatly appreciate you. We bow in respect. But after that, we're going to get to the health tip of the week. But Noah, what do you think?
Ian, Lauren Ball, wow, what an interesting guy. Kind of like soft-spoken and kind of like, you know, it's funny because the things he says seem to be, you know, some people are, you know, kind of excited and bright and bubbly and stuff. And it seems a lot like he says these really kind of interesting, important things, and he takes such a laid-back approach to it.
Yeah, he's very, very methodical in what he's going to say, and then he says it so it's simple and easy to understand. And I appreciate Lauren because he gets to the point, but you know, he works with a lot of kids and is inspiring kids to be better people and really takes the time to make an impact in the community. And it's helping to grow the community of ninjas, especially in Colorado.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, what he's doing with the leagues and everything he's doing is really, really cool. And I got to tell you, I've seen him firsthand teaching and training, like at Wolfpack and at his gym and stuff. And he's, like, amazing with kids. He's unbelievable. And his whole staff over there, Ninja Brand Parkour, it's really unbelievable. And I wish they were closer so that I could bring my boy there. Unbelievable guy and unbelievable gym with just a great message and a great positivity that he brings to the whole ninja scene.
Yeah, he's living the life that he wants to live, and it's very inspirational. I mean, he not only does ninja but dancing. I loved his story about he used to be really shy about dancing in front of people. That was great, and how he kind of broke through that. But he's just so multi-talented. He's good at ninja. He's like, oh, I'm going to the skate park after this. I'm going to be rocking the skateboard.
Yeah, and he's low-key too, though. You know, like you get like zero bad vibe from him. You know, all these ninjas, I mean, you don't get any bad vibe from anybody. I mean, with like a couple exceptions. I'm not going to say any names, but there's some people who are, you know,
sure,
a little depressed out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, he is this great guy and really doing a world of good. We're proud to have him on the Wolfpack team. Go check out his show notes. Check us out at Wolfpack Ninjas, and definitely follow Lauren Ball as well.
Yeah, definitely give him a follow. You'll see some really entertaining stuff. And don't forget to check out his vlog tour, which is posted in the show notes as well. He's always giving us good tips on footwork and parkour, and even some, maybe he'll throw some skating in there. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, Ian, I'm Noah Kaufman, the Ninja Doc for the rest of the ninjas.
Yeah, I'm Ian Dorey.
This is the Wolfpack Ninja Podcast. Thank you guys so much for joining us, and we'll see you next episode.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
Ow!
So much for joining the Wolfpack Ninja Podcast. If you liked it, please tell a friend, subscribe, and rate us on iTunes.
It would mean a lot. Remember to visit our website at www.wolfpackninjas.com and join us on social media.
Join us next time for another exciting episode with your favorite ninjas and informative health tips. Ow!
Across the social medias at Wolfpack Ninjas.